Think about social media today, right? Like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. The goal is to keep you watching, keep you on the app all freaking day. So what's the gist? So now, let's say, for instance, Nate putting out content that's uplifting the black community. The algorithm is designed to push that shit away because they don't want people to see that. But if JB up on here fighting and with his ass out stripping, they want people to see that because that's going to keep people watching all day long.
Hey, it's your imaginary best friend, Finch. And I know at times life can seem hard and you can feel stuck with no valuable answers and nowhere to go. Listen, I have a host of secrets and recipes that will not only help you enhance your lifestyle, career, relationships, and finances, but also help get your ass off the fence. And just because you're not where you want to be doesn't mean you're not where you're supposed to be. So let's go do the work. This episode starts now.
But that's not really a true statement that when women say they don't need a man.
It's not at all.
That's not actually a true statement at all.
Yeah, I said, what can you name one thing a woman would need a man for? Even if it was a
recreate life. You can't do it on your own.
Well, that's what I said. Other than that, I said that earlier. Other than reproduce, and they're probably getting to the point where they're going to create something other than sperm. But you still don't need the man in the physical. You need the man to be there to donate the sperm. But other than life,
here's the thing.
But you need a man.
Here's the thing.
You can't reproduce life by yourself.
That's what I said. And so earlier, I said other than life, name something a woman would need.
Here's the thing.
A man for, and it not be a one.
A lot of women are short sighted because all they look at is that immediate sphere, which is their home. But women need men in very indirect way, because men do many of the jobs that women can't, won't, or even dream of doing.
Wow.
Men have done things in the past that no woman has thought of, and men will continue to do the heavy lifting that many women don't want to do. Because 9 times out of 10, when a woman talks about equality, what she's talking about is, I want to find a nice, air-conditioned, comfy office, sit down on my butt, and do administrative stuff while I make hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's typical equality when a woman's talking about work. She's not going to get out there and do the welding down in the ocean, or cleaning out refuse pipes, or cleaning up the Pacific.
Well, you have women with
nine times out of ten. I'm not saying they can't.
You have women in those.
I'm saying 9 times out of 10 they won't.
Yeah.
So when women say,
it's just not a passion. You don't see men in sewing factories a lot.
When women say that they don't need a man,
they
really don't know what they're talking about. Because if men just stopped doing the jobs that women didn't want to do, the world would stop turning. But on that note,
yeah, I agree with that. That is, when women say they don't need a man, it's like you don't realize how much you actually do. But I get what they're saying when they're doing everything themselves.
What's everything?
When women say, I don't need a man, they're not saying I don't need a man in this whole world. They're saying in my home, in my space, in my love life. They know if they take their car to Jiffy Lube or to the dealership, it's more than likely going to be a man out there doing it. They're saying, I don't need my man to take my car there. I can take my car myself. They're not saying I don't need a man to weld these pipes. They're saying I don't need a man in my house to do that. I make enough money. I make $150K a year. I'll go pay another man to do that. When women be like, I don't need a man, they're not saying in this world. Men are very needed. They're just saying, for whatever reason, they don't need one in their house.
But what's the percentage of women across the country that
not
make
100K?
That I don't know. But I'm sure it's a lot at this
point.
Like Ruth said earlier, I can only speak of
my circle.
Which is a very small circle. So I don't know
which is a small percentage, but we're talking overall. When we're talking about the disparity, and we're talking about when I hear a lot of women talking about what Nate is talking about, it's like in society, women want men that make 6, 7, 8, 9 figures, but they have never seen that kind of money themselves. They've never made that kind of money themselves at all.
And all women don't want that. It's like you hear.
But we're not talking about every woman wanting that. What we're talking about here is the disconnect when we're talking about reality. Because that's really what you're talking about. If we're talking about a woman that makes $100,000, that's a small percentage of women across the country when you really look at it. But when you look at how many men make $100,000,
larger,
that number is larger. So in essence, when we're talking about not needing a man for things, like if all the men took a day off across the country, literally took a week, month, 6 months off, women would see just how much they need men, period.
And as I said, outside of this world, in this universe, but when I hear women say that, I have never said that because I definitely feel I need a man.
Well, y'all don't have that type of mentality.
You two are kind of biased.
Not talking to y'all two.
I hear them saying in my home. I don't hear them saying, if that's what they're saying, I don't know. I hear them saying in my home, in my life. I don't hear them saying in this world. Like you say, if every man stopped working for a day, we're going to feel that impact. Men too. Everyone's going to feel that. I don't think they're saying we don't need men in this world. Definitely need them. I birthed one. We need them here. I think they're saying in my personal space, I don't need that because they're on this, I can do it by myself and I can do bad all by myself because they're running into these bad relationships, whether it's because of their picker or whatever it is. They're running into these relationships that are the same, whether they reevaluated themselves or reevaluated the person. They're tired of it and they're like, I can just do it by myself. I don't need a man. And that's what, anytime I hear that, I hear scorn and bitter and something's happened.
And trauma.
To make her feel this way. Because if she had a good man, she would know.
She wouldn't be staying
that bad boy around all the time. Like, I need him in my space. So I hear a bunch of bad experiences and trauma.
I think that, you know, for me, you know, to be honest, it is really difficult having this conversation because we're here to speculate on women that we don't associate with and that we don't have within our circle. And so it's really hard for me to understand what that logic is because I've been raised by very strong women. I've been raised by women who love and accept men and cherish them and have created healthy households and, you know, they build together. That's been my experience. And so I've raised my kids with the same platform and choosing the same people within their own circles. I just can't really understand. I see it, but I see it on television, but I don't see it in real life. I see it with the reality shows that they have, but I don't see that in real life. And so it's so hard to say, well, this is why they do this, or this is why they think this way, because that's not conceivable to me because I've never been exposed to that. And I don't know. We're better off having conversations of saying, what do women need to do in order to create healthy spaces for healthy relationships?
How they need men again.
Exactly. And how can men
need you all?
Exactly. And how can men create healthy spaces for their women to be healthy and happy within their relationships? And I don't expect any of you men to understand, but as women, all of our lives and our mothers' mothers and mamas' mamas, since the beginning of time, women have been in positions where men have always been the leaders. Men have been the ones to dictate what happens, when it happens, how it happens, who says it's going to happen, if you can do it or can't do it, and how you're going to do it. They've decided on their lives, on children's lives, on women's lives. They've made decisions about shit they never even knew nothing about, all because they had a dick. And someone made that decision. And it's not to say that men are incapable of making decisions, but I've noticed that there are a lot of power struggles where women are trying to scream to say, I'm worthy. I should be able to make a decision. And we're looking at that right now with how men are choosing what a woman does with her own body. You ain't got a coochie, a uterus, or no fucking eggs, but you want to tell me what I can do with my body? You want to tell me how my body should be run, but you don't have that. If I were to tell you what to do with your body, you'd have a problem with it. And the first thing you'd be saying is, well, I'm a man. Unfortunately, men have been in a position for many, many, many years where there's a certain privilege. Just like white people have that white privilege, men have a certain privilege. Now, black men still ain't got the same white privilege. You know, they still don't have the same privilege that white men have. But men still have a level of privilege where they're heard, they're respected, and they're listened to more than women are because they're men. And in that instance, it's not right.
Well, let's make a correction there, because it's not men that made the decision, but women do it. Correct. It's a small group of men who made that decision.
Yes, and but they're still not men. I'm not saying all men made the decision. I'm just saying that it is a, when you look at everything, you know, in corporations, it was, women weren't allowed to work in certain areas within a workplace. They could come in as a receptionist, or they can type up memos. That's it. You could type memos, or you can come in as a secretary. Why you weren't allowed to do. I didn't live back then.
Wasn't it majority of the women on the Supreme Court who voted to roll back that ruling?
Did they? You may be right, but it could have been right, white
research.
Women. Yeah, you're right.
Research.
You probably are right.
See, when I hear women talking about men making that decision, that can tell you that they don't know.
But Finch,
that's not the truth.
Finch, I money.
Somebody made a decision about my body.
Yeah. Well, again, somebody made it, but we're blaming men. It's the same thing but with relationship.
That small percentage is the same as the ones that feel like they don't need men. It's small because there are
exactly.
Facebook groups of women that is like submissive women ready to submit. It's women out there that just want to do that whole gender thing and just follow and let the men lead. There is so many groups and people I know that say, I'm just ready to let all this go. Like, I'm tired and I'm ready to just follow, basically.
To let all what go? What are they trying to let go?
Just let a man lead. They're ready to let a man lead and just do whatever she's asked of, submit to her man. A lot of women. You just got to find her if that's what you want.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people understand, both men and women, what leading actually is and what submission actually is. It's
yeah, Finch, you have to back, man.
You about to say something.
In your infinite wisdom and experience as our illustrious leader, do you think that women today, more or less, in your opinion, want a partnership, or do they want a consort who is there for their convenience and to basically follow what she wants?
Now, I'm going to say this as best I can. I'm not a woman, so I don't know what women want or what they don't want. What I can point to is what we see in society. In society, you got a group of women that want husbands. You got another group of women that want consorts. And in the middle, you got a bunch of women that just want women. So, I mean,
I did not see that coming.
So, when you, they don't want either one. So, when you think about it, I mean, you know, I can't truthfully answer that question because I'm not a woman. So I don't know what women want. And, you know, we often talk about this group and that group, but in essence, people across the country are made up differently. And based upon the mental buildup, we often think a certain way. I think when we start looking at roles and how things are shaping, we have a group of people who built a system many, many moons ago. And if we're being honest, because this is a black podcast, if we're really being honest, white folks built this system. They told men and women how they should operate because this is what they thought would make us the system work in the manner in which they created it. And then black folk decided, because the white folks said this is what you should do, that's what we started doing. So when I start thinking about how we make up relationships and who does what and not, it's more so about what's going to help your system work at pristine. You know, it's like, what can me and my wife do? What can me and my husband do? Or me and my partner do that's going to allow our household to operate at optimal so that we are operating peacefully together and we are on one accord at all times. Again, I just don't believe at any point that's going to be equal across the board, no matter what you bring into the relationship. I just think at times somebody is better than something than you. So you can't be equal on that level when it comes to that particular thing. So it's just really just what's going to work for each individual. And I think JB said this earlier, every household is going to be different. So even though there's a group of women, and I don't know the percentage, that want husbands, there's another group that wants consorts. When you look at it, are they right or wrong for what they desire? No, you can desire what you want. You are free to do that unless you live in an oppressed country. And although we don't have all the liberties and freedoms here in America, you have a lot more than a lot of people. So I can't answer that question, Nate, because I'm not a woman.
Here we go.
Get your ass off the fence.
Wait a minute. Yeah. JB, I sounded like I was on the fence.
Yeah, you sounded like you I was on the fence. You sounded like you was on the fence.
He gave the same answer we all gave. Some women want husbands and some women want consorts.
I think that his answer.
Some want to just be in there to please the one. Like the woman can't, the consort can't just pick a man and like downgrade him. There's men that's okay with that. Like everybody got what they cool with.
Wait a minute, y'all. JB, you said I was on the fence. I want to get to that. So what about what I said? Was said I was sitting my ass on the fence of uncertainty.
Finch, give him a pass. Give him a pass. He's reading prompts. He's reading the teleprompts. His wife is in the doorway. I need you to give him a pass.
You see what I'm saying?
He was just reading what was on the paper.
Right. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Nah.
It was the tagline. He thought he was trying to read the tagline. He didn't.
Nah.
Okay.
He was like, I think this is on the bouncy ball.
Because at the end of your response, you said I can't answer that question.
But it's your opinion.
The question was the
right. It's your opinion. What do you think? Get your ass off the fence, bitch.
That's the thing. We're talking about what a woman desires. I don't think about what she desires because I don't know.
I don't know what they desire either. But I.
But then you should have answered the question the way you answered the question.
I don't know what this woman desires. I don't know what Root desires. I can only speak for myself.
Mm-hmm. This is like me saying that's equivalent to me saying, JB, does every man just want to fuck or if do they want a relationship?
But
you don't know.
Of course, you can't base it off empirical evidence.
If you
want to
fuck or not, right? That's all you can answer.
What you seen?
I'm saying. I mean, that's the same thing. Like, I can't answer a question for women because I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in the circle of women that's talking about this subject matter. I don't know if they want a husband. All I know is what I read or see on social media, what I may hear other people saying, but I don't know overall. And if I'm seeing these types of conversations on social media, I'm following the wrong goddamn people.
Just saying earlier today when asked that, I was like, I'm not seeing these conversations happening. Like, I guess, thank you.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that algorithm
is good. I got a good algorithm.
Yeah, I think I do too. But you know what, though? I think for me, I think it's because I stopped watching a lot of reality TV. Is that what it was, Jimmy? Yeah, I think that's really what it was. Because once you watch enough of it and you realize how scripted it is, it's not really reality TV.
Reality TV has been reality TV in like 10 or 20 years.
Forever. But more so, JB. With that, it's more so when you look at reality TV. Like I showed my wife the other day a clip of the JB in your fucking city. Real side chicks of Charlotte.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, man. It's ridiculous.
I saw them on the Breakfast Club saying they were going to start one, so they actually made it.
Yes, yeah, they made it. I don't think they actually released all of the episodes, but it's on the
For Us, By Us network.
Right. There you go. Yep, that's right.
What's it called again? What's it called?
The Real Side Chicks of Charlotte, I think is what it's called.
Yeah. And they have one for Chicago, LA, New York, and Atlanta.
I was on the Breakfast Club years ago. I didn't think it ever got picked up. It was years ago. I'm looking
forward. What do women like about reality?
So what I was saying, JB,
it is hilarious. The drama. You ever watch a good comedy? You ever watch like Ace Ventura and laugh? When I sit there and I tell you, I laugh at these women that are this old still behaving this way, and some of it be sad, but like you said, a lot of it is scripted. And I'm just like, she is not 55 and like heavenly. Oh Lord, you are not like 50 something educated a dentist, and you just be on here acting a plump fool. I just be sitting there with my wine and just laughing. Like, I don't know anybody that act like any of these women. I just find it funny.
I can't watch it, y'all.
So y'all think about that for a second. JB, Mika, Root, Cool Uncle Nate. We're talking about a small conglomerate of women. Because if we look at every last one of these reality shows, from Basketball Wives to Real Housewives, well, again, we're talking about titles of entertainment portals that are not reality. Because in a lot of these shows, especially like the Real Housewives franchise, a lot of the women on the show are not even wives. Basketball Wives. They're not wives. They're girlfriends. So
or ex-wives.
Or ex-wives, you know, like when you think about how society and the media want to portray men and women across the country, it's continuously feeding the narrative of women are in this category, men are in this category, but that's just a small percentage of them. And if I can keep finding these types of women because they want to be famous or they want to be use these platforms to get well off in a sense so they can say, fuck a man, I don't need a man. Again, they're feeding those narratives that's not building healthy families. Think about that for a second. Like these reality shows have this same character over mm-hmm. and over again. They're just in different skins and different places. And, mm-hmm. you know, they work different jobs, but they're all the same people.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Yeah, and then you have a lot of healthy marriages on these shows. It's just that people keen into the one that's yelling, I don't need a man. You have a lot of healthy marriage. And you know what? They get the least amount of scenes sometimes, but they're on there.
Well, television, Mika, is about, when you look at television programs, it's always about the conflict. Like when you're writing a treatment for television, it has to have some point where there is a conflict or something that happens. Like we was watching this show, Instant Dream Home. Y'all heard that? That's on.
Oh my God. Yes.
HGTV.
You notice, even, I don't think it comes on HGTV. It might be on Netflix or one of them other.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix. Mm-hmm. All right. But look at the plot, right? Every episode, you have this couple, this fantastic story that starts the show. But in the middle of the remodel, there is a conflict that happens every mm-hmm. episode because that's how television works. Yeah. That's how television works. Mm-hmm. Just go back and watch your shows. Every show has to have some type of conflict and then there has to be a resolution or an imploding at the end of it. That's just how television mm-hmm. works.
Controversial. Right.
Because that's what keeps people watching.
That's what they're tuning in for.
Everyone to all these reality shows we just talked about. Why? Because of the drama or what's going to happen. That's why they're tuning in. So, I mean, that's television.
Yeah.
And so everybody has a sob story.
Everybody has a backstory. That's what they call that. A backstory.
But is that again, what we call it? It's a sob story.
Well, here's the thing. That's what we might call it in society. But when you think about television, it's more so about what's going to get people that sit at home, that have the same type of mentality. What's going to get those people to watch? What's going to make advertisers want to give us millions of dollars for these 30-second, 10-second spots doing this program that allows us to pay for this. That's what television is about. It's not about making your
networks
life.
Networks make money for advertising.
They don't
dollars.
Care about that. They care about
they're gonna put
advertising.
On it yep. That's going to keep your eyeballs glued to the screen. Yeah.
What's going to get you to cut your TV on?
What's going to not just think about social media today, right? Like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. The goal is to keep you watching, keep you on the app all freaking day. So what's the gist? So now, let's say, for instance, Nate putting out content that's uplifting the black community. The algorithm is designed to push that shit away because they don't want people to see that. But if JB up here fighting with his ass JB out stripping, they want people to see that because that's going to keep people watching all day long. Yeah, I mean, JB on that show, Queens.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to give us a follow, rate us, and leave a comment because we'd love to hear your thoughts. And until next time, get your ass off the fence.